Let us go to Psalm, the 18th chapter, in verse 19 and 46 through 50 for our thoughts for the day. He brought me forth also unto a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Now let's note back in verse 19, we see some beautiful thoughts here. It said, he brought me forth also unto a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. You know, now in due time, the Lord delivers. But in the meantime, the Lord bears you up. And so sometimes we're more concerned with the deliverance than experiencing the everlasting arms that bear us up as we go through a test and a trial. Now, note how long, if you study your Bible, how that David, little David, suffered at the hands of King Saul. When Saul was king and David was still yet just a youth. And we recall the tremendous jealousy and envy that Saul had when he, first of all, I suppose it occurred when David was just a youth and he went out and slew the Philistine, when he was the only brave soul in Israel that dared go out and war against the blasphemous giant that was there defying the armies of the living God. And how that David, just a youth, took a sling with five stones and went forth in the name of the Lord and brought down that mighty enemy against God's army and gave God the glory and the honor and the praise on that occasion. From that day forward, Saul began to be envious because the people began to sing, you know, Saul has slain his thousands, but David slain his 10,000s. And so during that time, we don't find David complaining, but rather being borne up, lifted up by the everlasting arms of God that were underneath him, bearing him up. So in due time, God delivers his people, but in the meantime, let's look for the everlasting arms that are underneath, bearing us up, because it's so marvelous and so wonderful to know this truth. And so, beloved, we see a double portion of blessing here. Not only that the Lord delivered, but the Lord delighted in him. Now, why did the Lord delight in David? Because the Lord saw David resting in faith on his everlasting arms. And that delights God. And sometimes I think God, out of his mercy, delivers his people. But I wonder, beloved, how many times we come out with the deliverance plus the Lord delighting in us for the way that we behave through the affliction, through the test, through the trial. And so often, I'm afraid that we miss it. So often, I'm afraid that we do not have the testimony that David had here. Yes, he said, the Lord brought me forth into a large place, into a place where I've got freedom now. I don't have to hide in a cave, and I don't have to hide in a wilderness from my enemy. I'm in a large place of freedom and delight. He delivered me because he delighted in me. So David had the deliverance, and he had the delight also of the Lord in him. Beloved, let us seek to so live that we just don't want deliverance from a situation, a circumstances, a pain here, a pain there, a sickness here, or something else there. Let us not only seek the deliverance, but let us seek that the Lord would find delight in us, in our attitude, through the testing and through the trial, like he did with King David. And then hurrying on down, we note here, he said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Now, it's an interesting thing, beloved, to compare just that little statement, compare God to mortal man. Compare the Creator with the creature. God is living, but remember this, your best friend is a dying man. He's under the sentence of death. And so why would we lean upon death when we can lean upon life? And so really, I think this is what is in the mind of the psalmist here, David, how that he said, "The Lord liveth." Present tense. He's imparting his vibrations of life and of light and power and truth unto me. The Lord liveth. So, beloved, how can we choose then the creature in preference to the Creator, seeing that the Creator is a living God, full of life, because He is God, and in Him is life. He is the Lord that liveth. Blessed be my rock that's full of living water, that when I'm thirsty, that He will give me a drink. And so, beloved, it's marvelous. It's wonderful to be able to take the truth and to have a comparative analysis of it. This encourages your heart. This strengthens your heart. This gives you hope and courage. And so God lives, but our best friend is a dying man. And so he goes on to say that because that God delivered him in verse 49, he wasn't going to be rejoicing in the deliverance as such. He's going to go right back and rejoice in the Creator, the fountainhead of life. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord. And so let's think about gratitude. The word thanks is an expression of gratitude for a favor. It's an acknowledgement of gratitude for a benefit, a favor, a kindness that's been bestowed. The word says, "Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory." And so David was a good example. God had given him the victory. God had delighted in him. But this did not provoke him to think upon the deliverance as such and rejoice in that apart from God. It did not even cause him to rejoice in the fact that God had found such pleasure and delight in the way he had behaved. He did not become spiritually proud over that, but he turned his face, as it were, toward God and begin to give praise and thanksgiving and express his gratitude because of God's wonderful great mercy. So let us have a grateful heart to the one who lives, the living Creator, the Lord, our rock. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to express our gratitude and our thanksgiving unto thee. Fill our hearts indeed with praise for thee. Yes, Lord, we appreciate the deliverances of our lives. We appreciate the times you've been able to delight in us. But Lord, we rejoice most because you are our Savior. You are our Lord. You are our rock. And Lord, we ask now that you would bless these words in your name, because we pray. Amen.